Stop, what'd you wake me up for?
Listen, partner, we gotta do a fake air check.
A what?
Well, you know, they canned me so quick I didn't have one. So we're gonna put together a fake one for the website where they hire DJs, you know, and figure we'd take one of the podcasts and telescope it, which means take out the commercials.
Stop, do the one with the nudity.
Sure, why not? Nobody wants me anyway.
What do you mean, Stop? I got offers from lots of stations.
Really?
Yeah, like W Bimbaloo.
Never heard of them.
W Wop La Boop.
AM or FM?
It varies.
I see.
K Dingleby.
Oh, that's out on the West Coast.
That's right. I see ya.
It's Stoff Pod 9. What you laughing at, Cool Daddy?
I was watching a tape of the old Hollywood Squares with Peter Marshall. He just went to Pa Lynn in the center square.
Oh, you know, that's always going to be good.
Yeah, he said, nudist camps.
See, Stoff, nudist camps. Here we go.
Nudist camps traditionally advertise the three R's. Rest, relaxation, and what's the third R?
What'd Pa Lynn say?
Pa Lynn says, ready whip.
Well, no, it's rest, relaxation, and recreation.
Oh, so there's four R's.
Right, and one C.
What's the C stand for?
Copper tone.
QT. Guaranteed by Copper Tone.
Now, Stoff, I always wanted to go to a nudist camp, and last year for my birthday, my wife took me to one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So what'd you think?
Well, it was a very interesting experience, Stoff. You know, there was a, you know, without clothes, it's a sense of freedom, you know, and the sun on your skin and the air and the breeze. Of course, I was sore for 3 days.
Yeah, sunburn.
No, it wasn't that. I was sore from when my wife pulled the duct tape off my eyes.
Oh, gotcha.
We got some good pictures, though.
No, that's good.
I'm not allowed to look at them.
Right. So there you are out in the sun, and it's hot, and boy, you're getting thirsty.
Stoff, I need to quench my thirst.
You and a whole generation.
The generation.
See, it all goes back to that old question of what do you say to a naked lady?
What do you mean?
Well, it happened to me one time. I was going down the elevator, and the doors open, and there she stood. Completely naked, Stoff. Not a stitch on, nothing.
Woof.
Woof.
So what'd you say?
Well, I looked at her and I said, that's a nice outfit. My wife's got one just like it.
You didn't?
Yeah. I said, of course, yours fits better.
Your wife wasn't with you when,
Well, Stoff, let me put it this way. I spent that summer in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh. Okay. We'll be back soon with Stoff Pod 10. How do you like that? 10.
The Decennial Edition.
Hello.
Bye. So is that it or what?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess.
Wait, Stoff, can I tell a dirty joke?
Oh, I suppose so. It doesn't really matter. I don't know.
No, this is a real dirty, dirty joke, Stoff.
All right. Sock it to me.
All right. These two Amish ladies are out in the field digging potatoes, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them holds up these two big potatoes and says, you know, these remind me of Eli. And the other one said, that big? And she said, no, that dirty.
Oh, no. Hate crime.
What? No, Stoff. See, the thing is, for 36 years, your show was always very family-friendly, you know, to the point of being corny.
Why, thank you.
Now, so I just want to show that Stoff can have an edge.
Potatoes have edges?
It's a theater of the mind, Stoff. Let's get out of here.
I'm for that. Woo.